Some big names in retail are closing their shops in Jacksonville. Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis is here with those updates. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief. Karen, we've heard some big announcements of store closures in Jacksonville. Is this a retail apocalypse?
I think that's a term that people like to use, but I'm not sure you can call it that because you still have some really strong malls and some really strong tenants. You're seeing a shakeout in the industry. And in some cases, the stores might be closing, but they may be reopening. For instance, Williams-Sonoma at St. John's Town Center, very popular store. It is closing, but what we're hearing is it wants to reopen in another location, possibly in the town center area. That has not been announced. So while that's a closure, it doesn't mean they're necessarily leaving the market for good. You have several companies that are in bankruptcy and they're closing nationwide. That's not unusual. So it's not a retail apocalypse. I think it's just a shifting in the industry. And of course, you can go back to the internet sales. That's kind of what's behind a lot of these changes.
Is online retail affecting the types of stores that we see in Jacksonville?
It does affect the types of stores that we see in Jacksonville. If you can easily buy a product online, a lot of people today will do that. Now, what a lot of people would like to do is to have what they call the showrooming effect, which is you're able to go into the store, try it on, touch it, feel it, see if that's what you like, and then you go order it online. And I think that's going to be where you see the future of retailing in a lot of ways. You will have these retail showrooms. They'll be smaller. They'll have everything, but you don't buy it there. You order it there.
So when you see a vacancy at the town center, for example, you usually see another retailer in line to fill it.
You do. And we've been hearing some rumors about some of the backfill tenants for the Williams-Sonoma space that I understand would be new to the market. We just haven't confirmed it yet. You do see over at the markets at Town Center where Toys R Us closed, Best Buy moved across the street. Now that Best Buy is becoming a Sprouts market. So there is infill, and everybody in Jacksonville who wants to open a retail presence, they want to be in the St. John's Town Center because that is the center of where retailing is focused right now. The way we shop in Jacksonville has really changed over the years, and I've been here a long time. And when I was here, Orange Park and Regency and the Avenues were the three big areas. If a retailer came to town, that's where they were going to go. That's all shifted. A lot of that has to do with where people are living and moving. If you look forward in the next 10 years, you're going to see several big shopping areas evolve, and that is northern St. John's County, where the Pavilion at Durbin Park has been open and where it is continuing to develop. That's going to become a real focus node for retail. And also, watch for what's going to happen across Butler Boulevard from the St. John's Town Center, because the Skinner family has 1,000 acres that they're selling there, and there's going to be a retail center there that's going to be unlike any that we've seen in Jacksonville.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the Business Brief.